Hey, it's our pleasure right now to be joined in studio by Colts safety Malik Hooker. Malik, thanks a lot for the time, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you just wrapped up your rookie year, but it was kind of an abbreviated year for you. Mm-hmm. You got hurt in week 7 with a knee injury. You were having a great year up until that point, but I guess we'll just start there. How's rehab going? How are you feeling?
Rehab's going great right now. You know, I'm currently getting in the process of starting back running in the pool and stuff like that. No, I've been here since, you know, like you said, week 7, you know, and guys doing a great job of, you know, just taking it day by day and just trying to, you know, it's a process.
You were having that great year. Mm-hmm. Was it mentally frustrating to have your campaign abruptly come to an end like that?
Yeah, it definitely was frustrating at first, you know, because you want to be there for the guys that you've been with since you got here. You know, those guys, they taught me so much. So just going out there and watching them play and not being able to go out there and compete with them is definitely frustrating. But, you know, I feel like, you know, it's all in the plan.
You know, early in the season, you had a three-game stretch with an interception, three consecutive games with a pick. What was your secret? How are you able to figure out the league so quick like that?
Oh, no, that's credit to the coaching staff. And even guys like Clayton, you know, Clayton wasn't playing, but, you know, he was just teaching me so much outside of the game of football, keys to watch that, you know, get a head start on the quarterback. So, you know, that's more so the thing for me, just listen.
What did you make of your first year in the NFL overall? What were some things that you took away going forward?
Be seen, not heard. You know, every day you just come in here, you just work hard, you know, do what's asked of you. You know, don't be complacent and try to talk back or, you know, try to do your own thing because, you know, it never works out well like that. So my thing was just always just do what's asked of me, you know, do 100% what they asked of me and, you know, just be seen.
Was there anything that caught you off guard a little bit? Like you weren't expecting this?
I'd probably say, you know, just the game plan throughout the week. I mean, in college, you learn a lot, but the game plan doesn't really switch too much. You know, you might throw in a new play here and there, but here, you know, in the NFL level, you're learning different plays and different schemes and stuff like that every week. So that's more so the thing, just tempo of having to learn plays.
Yeah. All right, so the Colts have the 3rd overall pick coming up in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Very important offseason, very important draft coming up for the Colts. You were in those shoes just about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, take me through the grueling process that these guys go through from the end of the bowl game up until the draft with the combine and the visits and the workouts, everything in between. How taxing is it for you guys?
Well, I feel like we really don't understand, you know, how much time consuming it is until you're in that position. Yeah, because you figure when you leave from high school to college, you really don't have time off. You might get 2 weeks here and there. Well, that's how it was at Ohio State. You get 2 weeks here and there, even when the off season.
Yeah.
You get them 2 weeks and then you come back and you're working out and getting right back in the season. So when you're leaving college, it's basically the same thing. You may get a month or so off and then after that, you're right back training and trying to get ready for the combine or whatever you're going to do. So you really don't understand how much time that you don't get to yourself until you're doing it. But, you know, that's what you ask for. You know, that's what you sign up for when you go to college. And it's like the biggest job interview of your life. So yeah. It's like you don't want to miss a step to it.
What advice would you give to guys, especially the guys who are projected to go in the top 10, guys the Colts could possibly bring in here? What advice would you give to them to make sure they always put their best foot forward in this important time for their lives?
Pretty much just what I mentioned. You know, it's the biggest job interview of your life. So, you know. Treat it as such, you know, have laser light focus and you can't waste any day, you know, because like I said, this is life threatening. I feel like, you know, because it's a way for you to take care of your family, yourself for a long time. So go in there, you know, do what you're supposed to do to help you get the best chance to be a top 10 pick or, you know, whatever you're projected to be.
You know, and now you're the old guy. Mm-hmm. You're the vet. Just 1 year. I mean, does it seem like you've grown several years in just a calendar year?
It definitely seems like, you know, it seemed like this year went so fast.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like I was just drafted here,
right.
You know, just coming in and meeting the staff and stuff like that. And now, you know, season 1's in the books, you know, so I feel like I've grown a lot in a tremendous, you know, mm-hmm. amount of time. You know, I feel like there's still a lot of growing I still got to do, but, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown a lot since I've been here.